Dear colleagues, thank you very much, Madam Chair, for giving me a floor. I will give you a brief overview of our situation. North Macedonia is actively engaged in implementing a range of activities to support the monitoring, reporting, and assessment outcomes related to environmental management. Through our national strategies and programs, infrastructure investment, equipment procurement for monitoring systems, we are committed to meeting the standards set for the Nicosia Ministerial Conference and UNEC, contributing to the sustainable and resilient environment for our citizens. Namely, as I have mentioned many times before, in 2028, the government adopted the national environmental indicators, updated every second year, in order to provide an easier comparison with the indicators in the region. The recommended core set of environmental agency indicators, UNEC and Eurostat indicators, SDG indicators, indicators for green growth and circular economy and other groups of indicators. A separate chapter is impact of tourism on the environment with 9 tourism indicators elaborated in details. In the process of updating the indicators, special consideration is given to the recommendation of the third environmental performance review, which focused on the green economy, the integration of environmental aspects into the all policies, cooperation with the international community and integration of the goals for sustainable development. For the preparation of the national reports on the state of environment based on the established SAIS in the country, a large number of the data is used, including data available to the ministry, as well as the data sources managed by the other relevant institution in the country. An organization such as State Statistical Office, Institute for Public Health, Administration for Hydrometeorological Affairs, etc. Considering the recommendation for digitalization, the ministry is making effort to provide its services to the relevant stakeholders, easily accessible through the ministry's website. Also, the established NACE is of great importance, functioning as a centralized environmental database, facilitating digital data analysis and automated report generation, accessible to the wider public. Furthermore, I will give you some example of a specific activities that are or will be undertaken for water and air management, which are related to the implementation of the recommendation from the outcomes of the Nicosia Ministerial Conference and the 7th Pan-European Environmental Assessment. In the field of water, our country has been actively engaged in the implementing and planning various activities to support this crucial aspect of environmental management. Firstly, we have made significant efforts in aligning our water management practices with EU directives. In terms of concrete action, North Macedonia has secured 50 million in euro in financial support from the European Investment Bank for critical water infrastructure projects. This fund will contribute to the rehabilitation, modernization, and expansion of our water supply infrastructure, wastewater collection and treatment system, atmospheric sewage system, emergency food protection, flood protection measures, and procurement of maintenance equipment. Furthermore, investment in the 2024 water management program for 2024 are directed towards water supply and wastewater treatment projects, with a focus on improving water quality. Government has allocated also significant funds for the rehabilitation of the public utility collective system in Ohrid and Struga. To address challenges in groundwater monitoring, we are initiated the IPA project for the procurement of specific equipment of our water monitoring information system. This project will enhance our ability to access the ecological and chemical status of water bodies in the real time, contributing to better groundwater management. Moreover, to the establishment of the National Register for Groundwaters, supported by the Swiss government, we have developed a system that facilitates data collection, exchange, and visualization. In the field of air, Ministry of Environment supports local self-governments in preparation of air quality plans, which is the legal obligation of the local self-governments, as part of the project activities and through the program for investment in the environment, financed by the national budget. In these plans, measures for the reduction of PM2 emission from households are prioritized, and all bigger cities have this kind of plan. The ongoing project EU for Clean Air, financed by IPA, TRI program will replace non-ecological heating system in 70 public buildings in Skopje, Kumanovo, Tetovo and Bitola, and improve public transport in Skopje. 6 ecological buses for Skopje will be which will reduce PM2 emission from administrative capacities and public transport. Thank you very much for your attention.